Joseph Pasek of barnburner.ca, our daily podcast entitled Fired Up, and welcome to another edition of Stolen Bases with the Hall of Famer, Steve Carney, WBA Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed. Now, the winter meetings for baseball is just a couple weeks away. Steve Carney is actually going to be covering the winter meetings. A lot of talk. Do you think we're going to have some action at this year's winter meetings, Steve?
Yeah, I certainly think that while you may not see deals consummated at the winter meetings this year in Orlando, I certainly think that most of the talk about these off-season moves is going to end up happening in Orlando. And I think that you probably, while you may not see a whole lot of moves while the meetings are going on, in the days that follow, I certainly think that whatever deals that were talked about in Orlando will be done by then.
All right. So now let me ask you, it's in Orlando. Let's start off with a team in that state, Miami Marlins. Do you expect, forget about the, you know, winter meetings or whatever, where do you expect Giancarlo Stanton to be traded to, sign with, or whatever? Where do you expect it? Because obviously, Derek Jeter's group wants to move basically anybody in Miami. And where do you expect Giancarlo Stanton to move to?
Yeah, you know, I expect Giancarlo Stanton to be moved this offseason. If you had said this, you know, if you had asked me, you know, last offseason if Giancarlo Stanton would ever leave Miami, my answer would have been no. But now, with the new ownership group and with Derek Jeter wanting to cut as many costs as possible, and it's not just on the field. I mean, he let go of the Marlins' longtime television broadcaster, Rich Wolf, last week, right before American Thanksgiving. I think that that Giancarlo is going to end up if Stanton has his way, he ends up in Los Angeles, but I have a feeling that he still ends up in St. Louis as a member of the Cardinals. Though the talk has been both Stanton and Dee Gordon heading to St. Louis for a number of St. Louis's top prospects, including their top pitching and offensive prospects right now at Triple-A. So they have some guys that are big league, I guess you could say big league ready. But I think Stanton has said he does not want to go to St. Louis. He wants to go to the West Coast. He's from California, would like to go back to the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers right now are on the outside looking in, mostly because, well, the Dodgers had Dee Gordon before, and I don't think that they want to go back to Dee Gordon. I think that they're much happier with the way that their infield looks. I think if they were only taking Stanton, I think that they would be okay with it. But with the Marlins wanting to get rid of both Stanton and Dee Gordon in the same deal, that tells me that you probably will see somebody like Colton Wong maybe going back the other way, along with a number of the prospects that they're looking for. And Stanton and Dee Gordon end up in St. Louis, which would be great for Giancarlo because, you know, the folks in St. Louis, that they're always known as the best fans in baseball, some of the most knowledgeable, and they would love to have a masher like Giancarlo in the Midwest.
All right. You personally cover the Tampa Bay Rays. I'm here based out of Toronto, so Toronto Blue Jays. Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report on Leash, loves the Boston Red Sox. So let's get to, actually, I want to ask you about one other question. Let's get to then the three teams in the American League East. So let's say St. Louis does get Giancarlo Stanton, and they've been rumored to go after Josh Donaldson. Where does that leave Josh Donaldson? What do you think? Does Josh Donaldson sign a long-term deal with Toronto? Does he get traded? What do you say, Steve?
Well, you know, Donaldson, basically, I think Josh Donaldson is going to find himself over a barrel. If that's indeed the case that they decide, the Cardinals decide that they would rather give up a number of their prospects to go after Giancarlo Stanton and Dee Gordon, because Donaldson, I mean, If you're Josh Donaldson, would you want to go play? Would you want to sign long term in Toronto? The Blue Jays certainly have the bucks, but I certainly think that the window might be closing on your opportunity to play in the postseason. I think that if I'm Donaldson, I would much rather end up in Boston, and that'll make Rory very happy. You're looking at a third base opportunity for him. I think that could be a possibility. I could see him perhaps if Adrian Beltre, I would say maybe he signed something short term in Toronto and wait for Adrian Beltre to retire in Texas. I think Beltre's probably only got another year or so left in him, and maybe you say, okay, I'll wait a year or maybe two for Adrian Beltre to retire, and I take over in Texas. That might be the best option.
All right, so Steve mentioned Boston. Rory, you're a big fan of the Red Sox. What do you see the Red Sox do during the offseason, or what do they need to do?
What they need to do is address pitching, but we also need a first baseman. And I believe the rumor mill is saying Eric Hosmer from Kansas City might be on his way over to the Boston Red Sox. So that would improve even adding another excellent bat to the lineup. But then also, too, if Josh Donaldson wants to come over to Big Bad Beantown, we'll welcome him with open arms, and then we'll be a force to be reckoned with in the American League East.
All right, Steve, what do you say Boston does, and what do you think of that rumor? Hosmer to Boston, do you think that will come to fruition?
I'm curious. Hosmer is a guy that has come up through the Kansas, drafted by the Royals, come up through the Royals organization, helped Kansas City to their first World Series championship in 30 years. I'd be curious to see him leave. I know that Kansas City is a small market, but I really think that the Royals are. I think that if they had a chance and really wanted to really show their fans, the Royals fans, that they're in this for the long haul and they're not looking for. Like the Marlins used to do, win a World Series and then sell off all the pieces and stink for another 10 years. I would love to see them re-sign both Hosmer and Mike Moustakas. Will they be able to? I don't know. I don't know if the finances would allow them to re-sign. I mean, they have a number of guys that are free agents. They're big pieces for them that are free agents this offseason. Hosmer, Moustakas, Lorenzo Cain, Alcides Escobar, all free agents here coming this offseason. And I think that they won't have the chance to sign all of them or to re-sign all of them. You have to ask yourself, who is the most important one to re-sign? And to me, the two most important are the two corner infielders, Moustakas and Hosmer. Hosmer, I had I had him either fifth or sixth in my MVP voting this year because he was so good and he plays every single day. You don't have to worry about him getting injured. He's a workhorse, and I think that he's a guy that if you have to re-sign one, it may end up being him.
Now, you mentioned Kansas City. There's been talk here in Toronto of the Blue Jays pursuing Lorenzo Cain. It's interesting because obviously Cain would get the job done here, but they already have a center fielder, and his name is Kevin Pillar, and he's been defensive-minded and a little bit offensive, but defensive gems throughout the last 2 years. If the Blue Jays sign him, do you think they trade Pillar or move him to left or right field? Because, the Blue Jays need outfielders. Steve, let's go with you first.
I think that if you're going to sign Lorenzo Cain, it may be to play in the to play the corner outfield. Maybe you signing Lorenzo Cain to play left field. I don't think you want to move Kevin Pillar out of center field where he works so well. Center field's, traditionally your center fielder is not normally your best hitter. So I'm okay with keeping Pillar in center field and maybe moving Lorenzo Cain, to maybe left field or even right field if they're not going to have Jose Bautista back this year.
All right. Speaking about Jose Bautista, the rumor going around, and first of all, congratulations. He recently got married. The rumor going around that Tampa Bay offered him a deal. He's more than get older. Do you think that Bautista will sign, or if Tampa Bay signs him, what do you think he brings to Tampa Bay, and would you want him as, you're the pre- and post-game show host for the Tampa Bay Rays?
Yeah, he brings a mashing bat from the right side, which is something that the Rays have certainly lacked over the years. They've had their struggles against left-handed pitching, and Bautista takes care of who you're going to put behind Evan Longoria in the number four spot come 2018. I think that he probably will not play much in the field, though you will have an opportunity to play him in the field, with Steven Souza Jr. entrenched in right field. But Souza has had injury problems in the past, and it gives you a guy that you can put out there and not worry about his, being able to play the position. The last time they went out and got a DH to be a DH, it was Pat Burrell in 2009, who was a defensive liability. And I think that they didn't want him playing in the field. And with the Bautista, he would probably DH most days, but you would have an opportunity to put him in right field and give Souza a day off, or move Souza to left field and give Corey Dickerson a day off, or you could give Kevin Kiermaier a day off with a little bit of with some changes. I think that Bautista makes sense, but the question is, will he take whatever the Rays are willing to offer him, because it's going to be less than other teams on the market.
All right. So now, as we close out this edition of Stolen Bases with Steve Carton of WD Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida, Rory Mitchell, Mitchell Report Unleashed, I'm going to ask you both, give me one or two names that, okay, forget about moves during the winter meetings. Let's say moves before Christmas. We'll start off with Rory. Give me one or two names that moved before Christmas or at the winter meetings.
Carlos Santana. And I'm going to say Stanton.
All right. And where?
Again, I don't want to sound too cliche. I know, like I said, I know heavily Boston is looking for a first baseman. So Carlos Santana in Boston also, too, would be adding another dimension to a power bat, because we're playing a lot of small balls, which I like. And Stanton, from what I've been reading as of late, Boston is trying to make a move for him, but I don't like it because, again, we're going to give up way too many pieces just for one guy that you don't even know if he can perform in the American League, where the pitching is a little bit better.
All right, take off your Red Sox. Let Steve Carney talk. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with Eric Hosmer moving. I don't think that the Royals are going to be able to afford everybody. I think they're going to have to make a decision of whether they're going to have to re-sign Moustakas or re-sign Hosmer. I think that they probably re-sign Moustakas. They let Hosmer go to Boston and replace him with a Kansas City native in Logan Morrison, who had 36 homers with the Rays last year. The other name that you're going to hear about before Christmas, where he's going to end up, is Shohei Ohtani. I'm very interested to see where the Japanese phenom ends up. And a guy that is going to get a lot of attention in a couple of weeks in Orlando, and that's a guy that we're all going to be talking about leading up to Christmas. He's going to get posted. He's going to come to the United States. He's going to play in Major League Baseball next year. Where? That's the question.
Well, answer the question. Where do you think he's going to end up?
Well, the Yankees are by far the team that I think has the inside track. Do not be surprised to see both the Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Dodgers go after him hot and heavy as well.
Okay. Now, I got to ask this question. Next year, everybody's a free agent, basically. Okay. Do you expect a big name that nobody's talking about to be moved during the season, because, you know, they're talking about hiring Harper, they're talking about everybody, their big off-season crafts next season? Steve, let's start off with you. Do you expect a name that nobody's talking about to be moved during the season or before the season?
I do. Who that person is, I can't tell you, though, because I think there's going to be moves. There's going to be a lot of moves made in season next year. Do not be surprised to see that happen. I certainly think that, you know, with the crop of free agents that are going to become available in 2019, that you're good, and especially the way that the qualifying offer works now, I think that there's too much of a risk of guys taking the qualifying offer next year because there's going to be so many of them. And so I think that you're going to want to see, you're going to want to get something for them ahead of time. And so I think that you're going to see a couple of big names get moved next year at the trade deadline. It all depends on who's in postseason contention at that time.
Rory, your thoughts?
That's tough. It's very, very tough, right? When you got laundry lists of free agencies, you know, and guys going to be could get jostled and juggled around at any given moment, it's kind of looking like, you know, and I know it's a baseball show, like NBA. At any given time, when you have these mass amounts of players, it makes it fun because then it's like the off season is the setup for the postseason. We don't even want to see what happens in the regular season because certain guys move where they need to move and whatnot. So let's just keep an ear to it and see what happens.
All right, Steve Carney at WDA Radio in Tampa Bay, Florida. Tell everybody how they could get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at Steve Carney, S-T-E-V-E-C-A-R-N-E-Y. I'm on 3-6 p.m. weekdays with my friend Steve Dumig on 620 WDAE here in Tampa, which you can hear outside the Tampa Bay market, both live and on demand on the iHeartRadio app.
And Steve, you're going to be covering the winter meetings and all that. If anything breaks, you're on barn burners paying your way to Orlando. Maybe it's an hour car ride, right? So you're gonna break stuff here. If anything happens, we want you back here on barn burner. All right, Rory, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you, Ralphus. Go ahead,
Ralphus. You're continuing the joke. Rory Mitchell. I'm also on SoundCloud there for the Mitchell Point Unleashed. And if you search me on iTunes, on Apple Podcasts, search the name again, like I said, Rory Mitchell. And on Twitter, Rory EGN. And real quick, I just wanted to kind of piggyback off of the Kevin Pillar situation. If the Jays decide to get rid of that guy, you deserve to tank the rest of your season because he is the heart and soul and passion on the Toronto Blue Jays.
Mazel tov, basically mazel tov to him and his wife on baby just recently. Steve, as we close this out, what do you think about Rory's comments about Kevin Pillar?
Well, like I said, I think that if you're going to sign Lorenzo Cain, it's to play corner outfield, not to move Pillar.
All right. And do you think, first of all, you think Cain would accept that?
I think if the money's right, Lorenzo Cain would be fine playing right field, just like Corey Hunter was.
And do you think Lorenzo Cain would it provide something that the Blue Jays are desperately needing? Because last year the Blue Jays went after.
I think Lorenzo Cain helps bolster the top of the order. Now he's hit second most of his career in Kansas City, and right now Toronto's had Josh Donaldson in that spot. So I think it would be. You would have to move one of those guys into the three hole, maybe. Probably Donaldson would be my guess, but I don't think that he would have a big problem with the stadium. I don't think he would have a problem moving in the order. I think that if the money's right, you could have him do just about anything.
And hopefully the Blue Jays can stay healthy this year because, Aaron Sanchez with blisters and all that, that was a key component for last year's team. Thanks a lot, guys.